Hi folks, Joe Stagner with another video in our ASP.NET Dynamic Data Series. Now so far in the series, in the last couple of videos, we were looking at field-specific validation. And we did that in one of two different ways. Either we used declarative programming and validation attributes, or we used imperative programming and trapped an extensibility event and implemented some custom logic. So in this video, we're going to continue with our field-specific customization of our ASP.NET Dynamic Data application by telling Dynamic Data whether or not to include a specific table column at all in our application. So let's go ahead and fire up Visual Web Developer Express and then open the Dynamic Data project that we've been working on so far. Now, if you're just jumping into the Dynamic Data video series in the middle here, you need to go back and watch at least video number one, where you see how we use the Dynamic Data project type to generate this application. And then you'll be able to follow along with us. So for those of you that have been following the video all along, what you'll see here is the custom metadata class that we created for our products table and where we attached it to the product table itself. So product metadata is our user-defined type, and that's our metadata class. And then we've attached it here simply by using the metadata type attribute to attach it to our public, our partial public class for the product table. Now remember, product here is a name that associates with a table name in our linked to SQL dynamic data set. And of course, we didn't have to code all this by hand using the project type. Most of this stuff gets wired up for us. So down here in our metadata class, we've specified this units in stock object. Again, we don't care about the exact type of it, so we're just specifying that it's a generic object type because this name, units in stock, maps to a column that's found in the table that this metadata class is attached to, in our case, the product table. So what we want to do in this case is we want to tell Dynamic Data not to include a column that's in the product table. So before we actually do that, let's go ahead and run the application as it is and look at the products table and see the columns that are generated for us. So let's just drill down into products. And what we'll see is each column in our data grid represents one of the columns that exists in the products table. And it might be that we want to display most of these columns, but not all of the columns. In our case, maybe reorder level is one we don't want to show the user. And the reason might be, if you're a company that works with stock levels, reorder level is the number at which a particular item drops below that count that you happen to have in stock, then you place an order for some more. And managing inventory like this for companies that deal with inventory is really pivotal to their financial success or failure, because if they don't keep enough items on stock, then obviously they can't fulfill customer orders, customers go elsewhere, they have a satisfaction problem. But if they overstock, that creates a problem too, because it means they've tied up cash that they could be using more effectively elsewhere in the business, or perhaps even worse, they actually use commercial paper or some other short-term lending mechanism in order to buy the stock that they need, and that means that they're actually paying interest for loans on stock that they're not going to have to ship for a little while because they've got too much stock on hand. So that would be really bad for the business as well. But maybe we don't want the user to see this reorder level at all. So let's go back into our product class and add an object. Now remember, this is just an object name that points to an object that's actually in our data, in our table. So we're going to do that simply here by saying public, and the table column that we're interested in is reorder level. As, and again, we don't care about the actual type, so we'll just say as object. And here, all we need to do is provide some guidance to the scaffolding engine, where we say scaffold column, and here we're just going to select the Boolean false, telling Dynamic Data we don't want you to consider this column while you're generating scaffolding. Right? And that's it. It's that easy to subtract the column from the data grid that's going to be displayed in our user interface. We'll go ahead and run here. And when this comes up, we'll click into the product table where you'll see that the reorder level column no longer exists in our data grid. So into products. And there you go. You'll see that we've eliminated reorder levels. So it's that easy to remove a column from the generated scaffolding. The other way that you can manipulate the columns that appear in our user interface, and I'm going to show you this in the next video, is instead of using the default list template, to create a separate list page template for a particular column, and then we can selectively define which columns we want to be included. So I'll show you that in the next video. But in this case, in this video, I've shown you how easy it is to use the standard scaffolding and selectively remove a column from our user interface.